diggy 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 die diggy die. I diggy 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 die diggy die. We've a forum tale to tell and haven't got much time. Comedy and intrigue and we've got to make it rhyme. Quite a cast of characters, but we won't let that scare us. Barring one buffoon in cheap named King Ahasuerus. I diggy 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 die diggy die. I diggy 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 die diggy die. From Ethiopia to India, he is the king. Ahasuerus asks for something, that's what they will bring. So when he throws a party for his drunken rowdy ranks, he bellows for Queen Vashti, but she calmly says no thanks. See, Vashti has a brain, she is the talk of all the town. She won't go to parties wearing nothing but her crown. Ahasuerus is embarrassed, feeling so uncool. Cannot let her have her way, he'd look just like a fool. In Megillat Esther, a most challenging tale, our actors hide answers behind a thin veil. Which one is the hero and which one is the crook? To uncover that, you must take a deep look inside of the pages of Esther's book. Mordechai finds out about the decree. He tears at his clothes, crying, "How can this be?" He wanders through town to the palace's gate and calls out to Esther, "Our danger is great." So on the 13th of Adar, with sword and scimitar,